Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer portion of today's conference. If you would like to ask a question during the Q&A, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect. Now I'd like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Laura Guillot. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time zone all of you are in, and thank you for joining us today. Our session today is to talk about taking share with TSM and the competitive takeout play that we have. A lot of you are in the storage area. I can see some of you that have signed on to the webcast here that have been selling storage, and some of you are new to this portfolio. So what we want to take you through today is just a general overview of storage, how you sell into it, and then those competitors that are out there competing against you in the marketplace, and how do you go about going on head-to-head with them and showing the advantages that we have within the storage portfolio. So if we go on to the first page here, now we're going to talk a little bit about where we are within the marketplace, how do we compete out there, and where are strengths and weaknesses. I shouldn't say necessarily weaknesses, but where do we compete and where are we really strong in that we want to focus on. But really to start off with, how do we focus on selling storage software? What's it all about? What is this marketplace all about? Companies out there, a number of you have talked to, are struggling with storage and data management. Every company I go in and talk to, one of the first things they tell me is, what am I going to do about this overwhelming amount of data? What are you, IBM, doing to help me manage this? They're seeing significant data growth. They're seeing that service level agreements are having to be met by their customers, and how do they do that at the same time managing these growing and growing data centers? How do they manage new business requirements? And then their ultimate objective is how to reduce storage overall, how to reduce the amount of data that we're having to manage on a day-to-day basis. You know, there's no way to stop this data growth at this point, but what we're trying to provide our customers is a solution on how to manage this overwhelming amount of data, focusing on storage and how that can help reduce that overall amount. One thing that you can do as sellers is we have a very strong storage software portfolio. Our leading product here is TSM. And for those of you with your quota as generalists out there, can retire your quota very quickly by focusing on the storage software products and the answers that it brings and the solutions that it brings to the marketplace. Creating a Tivoli customer here under the storage portfolio allows you a long-term annuity stream as well. TSM is the largest product in the entire Tivoli portfolio. It's the number one revenue-generating product, and we have 20,000 customers behind this product worldwide. We compete very strongly out there in the market, but by focusing on a product that is well-penetrated into the marketplace, the number one product ranked by many of the analysts out there in the field, you have the advantage of taking a world-class product, getting your foot in the door with those customers, and solving the end-to-end problems that they have today. So learning about how to sell this product, where it fits from a solutions perspective, and then most importantly, what we're going to focus on here today is how does this entire storage portfolio keep competitors like HP, EMC, CA Symantec from gaining share and footprints within the customer base and allowing us to take over in that space. So with rapid data growth, we can retire your quota by selling into that space TSM, and we'll go into some features and functions here. So I'd like to pass it on now to Blair Drenner. Blair's running our competitive team for storage software, and he's going to go through the next few charts. Blair?
Thanks, Laura, and welcome, everybody. I wanted to share a little with you about this very exciting program recently put together that if you leverage can drive new sales, displacements, and ultimately help you make your target numbers in 2009. So let's quickly look at slide 3. First, let's make sure to keep this information confidential. If you have a trusted business partner that you work with, we want to share this opportunity with them. However, please make sure that they're under a non-disclosure agreement with IBM. And as you'll see later in the deck, we've prepared customer-facing material for you to leverage when speaking to external audiences. So let's look at the agenda slide 4. First, we'll provide a brief overview of the storage play, who we're targeting, and what the objective is. Following, Sean Jakes from the product management team will be speaking about the program, what it means to you, and provide an overview of the opportunity, which will illustrate how lucrative selling the storage solution against the competition can be. Sean will also take us through a high-level overview of the storage family value proposition. And then Mike Poussin from the competitive team will walk through the targeted competitors and how to leverage our strengths over theirs. Lastly, we're going to talk about resources and next steps available to make this program work for you. We'll review our new storage wiki, the pages dedicated to this program, and many more resources. There's also going to be some time at the end for some questions and answers, if you have any. So let's move on to slide 6. This program is targeting a main competitors primarily based on market share opportunity that we'll discuss in a few moments. We'll target CA with their Avamar and Exosoft offering, EMC with their Networker and Avamar offering, and Symantec Backup Exec and Veritas Net Backup Solutions. With this program, we're going to be able to create the tools, we have the tools, that you'll need to position the storage management family favorably to your customers. We'll also be able to leverage the resources to show why it makes sense to replace their existing storage solutions, show our time to value is superior, and how this will benefit their overall business compared to any other vendor out there. Turning to slide 7, we've established that we want to erode the market share for EMC, CA, and Symantec, so we have the right elements to do that in this program. TSM has superior functions such as service levels. It has built-in automation for increased time savings and simplification of administration, and all of these result in a low total cost. So the proof is in the financial results. IBM is the only major vendor with a 5-year share growth. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Sean and launch into the details of this awesome opportunity.
Okay, thanks, Blair. So let's move to the next slide. So before we get into the different competitive aspects, I wanted to talk first about why this is such an exciting place to be when you're a salesperson, when you're out there trying to compete in the marketplace. If you look at what's happened in backup, there's been a backup market that's been going on for many, many years. And for the large part, it's been pretty static. People have been backing up to tape on a nightly basis. But what's happened over the last several years is the price of disk has gone down significantly. There's been new technologies that have emerged, like deduplication devices and VTLs and things that have really caused a lot of turbulence in the market. And so while data continues to grow and people need to back that up, the other thing that's happening here is that there's different ways to do the backup. There's different ways to protect data, and that's causing people to think about backup differently and to think about redesigning their environments. And we've seen some of the analysts have said that upwards of 45-50% of enterprises out there are looking at redesigning their backup environments. Now, that could be just simply putting in a virtual tape device. It could mean switching backup vendors. It could mean a lot of different things, but people are thinking about this market. They're thinking about ways that they can address these challenges that we've identified and handle this data growth that is very significant. And all this growth means, you have to manage it, you have to protect it, you have to, really get a handle on it. And there's lots of different ways that TSM helps with that and the TSM family. So let's move to slide 10. I'm going to talk a little bit now about a couple of different primary customer challenges that we see in the environment. The first one is the most obvious one. It's the data growth. So despite the fact that the economy has retrenched a little bit, IDC says that has only had a small impact on the amount of data that's being created. So instead of seeing, 50 to 55% growth rates in data, they're still seeing 43% growth rates right now in 2009, expecting that to go right back up to the 50 to 60% growth rates that we've seen starting in 2010. So this little bit of retrenchment in the opportunity, but not much. And the overall software opportunity is still growing, whereas other opportunities that you see out there in other parts of the software business and the hardware business are seeing some decline. We're not seeing that in the storage software business. So it's a great place to be from that perspective. Now, this data growth, all this data that's being created, it needs to be managed. It needs to be protected. And one of the things that we're seeing is how do you just handle this massive scale? And one of the advantages of TSM especially the new release called TSM-6 and TSM-Fastback, is we have very efficient ways of managing the data, of protecting it by only saving the incremental changes, by allowing you to manage and delete data and move data through the hierarchy into the tiers of storage that are more cost-effective. So the result is we're able to better manage from a cost perspective this growth of data that allows us to really have a competitive advantage against the competition. So if I move to slide 11, we'll talk about the next challenge, which is trying to prevent downtime. So while we've seen this this need to protect or this growing amount of data, the other thing that you're seeing is there's less tolerance for downtime in your applications and less tolerance for data loss. So products like Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback are able to protect the data more real-time, get that data back faster, as well as minimize the amount of potential data loss that you have. So we have the ability to dial up the protection to full continuous data protection, which minimizes the data loss, minimizes the amount of time it takes to recover and get your people back up and productive, or scale that back a little bit. Do 3-4 different snapshots per day in a way that is more cost-effective. So we give the customer the flexibility to balance the cost and the recovery time and recovery point objectives to enable them to fit their environment, which is something that is much more difficult from a competitive product perspective. Some of them don't have full CDP capabilities, the ability to give that full protection, and others require a combination of multiple products to achieve the things that we do with TSM and the integration with TSM Fastback. Moving to slide 12. The last challenge I want to talk about here is with all these different, with the cost of disk going down and all these different approaches to protecting data, whether that's mirroring the data, replicating data, using traditional backup, using backup to disk or VTLs, there's really a lot of different, methods to protect it that can produce different recovery time objectives and recovery point objectives. And ideally, if you were out there managing your business, you would say, well, this data over here in this application is more important, and I need to apply a more robust data protection technology against that. And this other data is less important, and I can apply maybe a once-per-day backup. With TSM and TSM Fastback integrated, we give you the flexibility to apply different technologies to the different types of data to match that recovery time, recovery point objective, along with the cost objectives that you're trying to stay within. So we really provide that full breadth of coverage across the environment that gives you the ability to better manage your costs against your application. So if you look at the competition and how they do a lot of this stuff, they require multiple products. It's a lot of bolt-on or limited integration, and it really is not the cohesive story that TSM and Fastback have together. Now let me move into the next couple of slides, which are the value proposition, specifically slide 14, if we could. Slide 14 is talking about Tivoli Storage Manager, and right now everyone's focused on how can I save money, how can I reduce my risk. Now, saving money, this is something that Tivoli Storage Manager has been all about from the initial architecture of the product. So if you look at the competition and how they've handled backup, most of them have had the approach of taking weekly snapshots or weekly full backups of the data. And then they take incrementals throughout the week, and then they take another weekly backup. And what that means is all that, that second backup is probably 90% duplicate data. So most of that's really not that needed. TSM has had a very efficient way of only keeping the incremental changes after that first full backup. So if you were to watch this data throughout the course of a year and considering the data growth that we saw and the amount of change that you see in the data, if you were to use a competitor's product, you end up creating much more data that has to be stored, that has to be managed, that requires extra hardware costs compared to TSM, which is very efficient and only storing the amount of data that you need to provide the backups. And then in the background, we manage that data to make sure that you're able to recover the data very quickly to match, you know, the recovery time objectives that you have for that particular data by co-locating the most recent backups on your disk. We also, with TSM6, have added another layer of data reduction on top of what we've historically done, and that's called deduplication. And what deduplication does is identifies duplicate chunks and deletes the duplicate piece and instead puts a small pointer to the original file, or the original chunk of data, I should say. So when you combine the data deduplication that we've added with TSM6 with the progressive incremental that we've had in the product already, we have the most efficient and best way of reducing costs across your whole environment. Now, it's not just about reducing the amount of data, it's also about reducing the amount of time that your people spend on managing their backups. And this is where TSM really excels. And quite often we miss the opportunity to sell this against our competition. When you look at the way that we automate through policy the process for doing our backups, to making sure that they're automated, they're happening consistently, and they're happening when they're supposed to, and then you're taking that data and you're moving it to the different hierarchies of storage based on the cost objectives that you have for that kind of data. And all this migration of data, all this data management capability, we do so much easier than the competition that it really simplifies the amount of administration that you have to apply against all your backup data. So if you think about going in against a competitor, they can quickly show you, oh, look how we can back up this file and we can restore this file. That's not the real test. The real test is backing up files, you're going to migrate them, you're backing up lots more files the next day. It really takes, you know, a little bit more of a comprehensive test, but then you start to see the advantage that all the automation that's built into TSM can really provide in terms of reduction of administrative cost and time. And the last thing I want to mention here around TSM is around how we've added a lot of scalability with our TSM6. So the scalability is coming largely from the internal database that is DB2 database. So this now gives us the ability to manage the cost of your TSM environment by growing, you know, by handling more and more data with the same amount of infrastructure that you have. So you're able to handle that growth without deploying multiple media servers, multiple extra infrastructure that just costs more time, takes more time to manage. That's what our competition would do. But we have the most scalable product in the market and something that I don't think that the competition can catch up to, and it's really going to be important as you go on and data just continues to grow. And just one more note, and I always have to mention this. When you talk about scalability, it's not just for the big customers. It's for the small customers that don't want to deploy hundreds of servers to manage their small environment. So if you want to manage, you know, a terabyte of data or a couple terabytes of data, that's fine. You have a smaller TSM infrastructure than a competitive infrastructure to manage that as well. And as that small infrastructure grows, the difference between the TSM infrastructure and the competitive infrastructure just gets even bigger. All right, so let me jump on to TSM Fastback and talk about it for a minute on slide 15. So TSM Fastback is a really exciting new technology that we have that is really focused around recovery. So very often you hear about, you know, competitors talking about how they do the backups and, you know, and the ability to be efficient on their backups. But the reality is when you think about, you know, your applications and your data and your people, the important thing is getting those people back productive, getting those applications back up online, making sure that you have your data back and you haven't lost a lot of data. And that's what TSM Fastback provides, is that near instant recovery of data, the ability to minimize the data loss that you have down to near zero data loss if that's your objective. And it provides it all through a fairly simple interface. So So you can do this without a lot of training. You can put this into environments that don't have a lot of IT skills and quickly train them up and get them to run this product and do it effectively and efficiently without having to, you know, really spend a lot of time and effort on skills and stuff. So it's a really great option for customers who are focused on, minimize the amount of data loss, are really concerned about the amount of time that they, might have downtime. And we have some great stats that talk about, the cost of downtime to an organization. It's really pretty staggering when you look at some of the data that we could get into on a TSM Fastback specific topic, that all that cost can be saved because you're able to quickly get that data back and get it back so much more fast. So with that, I think I've touched on the high points. There's a few more points on some of these slides that you guys can read through, but I do now want to turn it on to Mike Poussin. This is a competitive pitch, and we wanted to talk about some of the competitive differences that we have. So, Mike?
Hello, everybody. Now we're getting into the meat of the subject, you might say, and that is to knock out Symantec, EMC, and CA. So if we go on to chart 18, why are we doing these competitors? Well, as Laura said at the beginning, these are the fellows that have the most to take against, right? So there's a large number of them. They're big targets, and we can go after their share and take it away from them. Why EMC, especially EMC approaches with the Avamar as their branch solution? So we want to stop this Avamar thing from happening. Avamar is really getting mind share amongst EMC customers, especially, and they're making it difficult for us with Tivoli Storage Manager. And causing some erosion of TSM. So we need to stop that. They have been the first subfile dedupe product with market traction, but what we're seeing is the big focus is on backup, that they get into problems with recovery. They're really vulnerable. It's like a rip and replace. You got to take out your current backup solution, but then you end up doing another backup solution or replication just to protect the Avamar server. And what we're seeing is that the recovery of data is sort of an arduous process. You have to, bring back the data and then bring it back to a useful state so that the application can start using it again. One of our most recent wins was against EMC Avamar. We were up against them in a customer's environment that was using CA ArcServe. The customer was frustrated with the lack of functionality in ArcServe and its need for constant manual intervention. Avamar was the alternative proposal. We went in with the focus really on recovery, shifted away from data deduplication. If you talk about the recoverability aspects, Fastback can run circles right around Avamar, whereas Avamar is it can cut down your backup time for sure, but it does not give the customer flexibility and speed when it comes to recovery. If we go to the next slide now, well, why CA? CA has long had a legacy install base with ArcServe backup. Even before CA, ArcServe was popular in the industry along with backup, except. So, and they still have this base, and we really want to go after it. CA has had the mind share as being easy to install. You can get it up and running very quickly. But in terms of scale, you got to add more of the ArcServe servers, and that creates more management of servers that that your customer has to handle. They have also recently introduced a server process data deduplication feature within ArcServe that just came in their 12.5 release. And the thing to ask your customer is, are they actually using data deduplication processes or even consolidating their incrementals and full backups because they have a synthetic process too? Because the aspects of CA ArcServe is that it's very intensive. It is historically a backup safe type of product, and their challenges are really the server handling additional administration and management of the data that's being backed up. We're also seeing them very strongly now in the overseas market, so especially in AP and in the Middle East. You're going to encounter ArcServe much more often than, say, our sellers here in the United States. So that's one of the things that we want to have accomplished in this plan is to raise the focus more of TSM and TSM Fastback, especially against CA. And finally, Symantec, their market leadership is really eroding, and it's been, that they're trying to compete on price now. They've come up with a new capacity-based pricing methodology that's been in place for the last couple of years. Customers are not happy over the maintenance that is associated with the capacity-based pricing model. As the growth of data goes up, the price, the maintenance of the maintenance license goes up along with it. So it's sort of a big surprise. Company has data growth of 50%. The bill for maintenance is going up 50%. So not a good deal. And over the last few years, Symantec has really dropped in market share in both their backup exec and their net backup product. If we go on to the next slide, we have several initiatives that are going on to help you, especially get involved with the program to take away from CA, from Symantec, and from EMC. A lot of you know about the software group compared to win-back incentive. That puts up to 30% of your six-month target incentive per customer transaction back into your pocket. That's money for you. Now, the competitive replacement play, and this is new for, I think, in the last couple of days, it was approved, and it's been updated for the second half of 2009, is that both TSM and TSM Fastback are involved in this play, and the customer gets off up to 60% off the entire price. Of course, you need the approval of your geo lead in your territory. It allows allows bundling of all the storage software that includes our Tivoli Storage Productivity Center, SVC, and Tivoli CDP, along with TSM or TSM Fastback. We have competitive displacement tools, and we'll hear about that in a couple more minutes, and then TCO ROI tools that will help you and the customer determine how much they can save by using Tivoli Storage Manager or Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback. Go to slide 21 now. The sales acceleration play is a way to get the information that you need together, and it'll accelerate your time to closing and help you really retire your quota much more quickly. It gets your foot in the door with both new and existing customers. TSM has really been the number one sales acceleration play for the territories in both number of deals and also in total revenue. Our customers continue to struggle to contain storage costs, and those costs continue to rise, and we keep on trying to help the customer reduce those costs. And storage management is the best calling card to do that. The automation, the reducing the cost of administration is very important today. Also with FastFact, with using continuous data protection snapshots, this is really reducing the backup window that that customers seem to have such a chore of trying to meet. Their service levels are not getting met. If they don't get all their data backed up, then that exposes their recovery capability. So FastFact can help the customer, especially in what used to be IT environments in the remote offices, into a better environment, a tapeless type of environment, where you don't have the IT skills to manage and do the management necessary to keep a well-run data protection environment. And then with the very rapid recovery, with the near instant restore capability, when you need to get your application back up and running, FastFact is really up to par in being able to restart the application while the data is being restored. So it's almost like saying, okay, when you're ready for that data, okay, if it's still on the backup server, it's reprioritized and you get that data back very quickly. Okay, on to the DBA tool. For you that haven't used the business value analysis tool, it's a very valuable tool that can be used to work with the customer to help understand, and this is what EMC is almost famous for, is to listen to the customer, work with the customer to understand what their problems are. This tool will also help the customer understand what his problems are, but also tell him what his cost savings are going to be versus how much it's going to cost to implement another heavy solution such as you get with EMC. What this business value analysis tool, it helps you determine your return on investment. It'll shorten your sales cycle. You get access really to the key decision makers in the customer environment. You get a good elevation out of the feature function discussion to read what the business value is for the customer. And that's what it comes down to, is really the business value versus having a matrix of checklists as to whether you support this particular function or feature. Bottom line is it going to reduce costs for the customer, and is it going to mitigate risk of how secure his data is? So that's the thing to go after. What are the next steps? And these are what are the resources that are available to you? This call to action is really, how to get back into the accounts that that you've lost, but also to work with new accounts or accounts that you've known that have been working with the competitors' products recently. So if somebody has recently implemented, say, Commvault, ask customers how smoothly their implementation has gone, right? Or has it not gone well? Have they had to add additional licenses to get additional functions and features? Is this different from the original cost that they were given, or has it increased their costs substantially? So the Tivoli Storage Manager family solution. We have a customer-facing deck that shows the differences between TSM and the comparative products. Help yourself by using the IBM incentives to both help yourself, but also to help defray the migration costs that the customer would have going from the comparative product to our own product. Work with your partners. I mean, the business partners certainly know the value of selling Tivoli Storage Manager, Tivoli Storage Manager FastFat, along with hardware, and also selling services and education as part of the overall package. And then lastly, you know, use your hardware and software counterparts to find additional clothing opportunities, especially now with Tivoli Lifecycle Management for the management of license keys. Work with, you know, your provisioning, Tivoli provisioning to work with Tivoli Storage Manager. Perhaps you'll find that you need less storage, you know, and then take advantage of the incentives that, that you need to make money, and this will get you more money. I think one of the things that perhaps wasn't shown was that, you know, the sellers that are selling Tivoli Storage Management are remaking their quotas and even going above quotas. Now, this is where we have the information, the tools that you need for working in the competitive program. We have a new wiki, a new portal into the tools and resources from the Competitive Action Group that you can use to get, it's really a one-stop shop to get the information that you need. We have customer-facing presentations, slide sets to help you sell against the competitor solutions, technical collateral, sales incentives, customer success stories. The link at the bottom will take you directly to the wiki, and you know, it has the information, it has the navigation that you need to get to the different things. They'll get you to the Tivoli acceleration play for Tivoli storage. It'll get you to the product documentation, so forth. How do you get to the people? How do you get to the information? Well, firstly, the on slide 26 now, the Tivoli Competitive Action TSM Competitive Play. That hot link there will take you to the wiki. And again, this talk and audio, the MP3 will be posted after this presentation. You have a detailed description of the play. We have competitors' product pricing information so that you can get, you know, that type of information. There's been several sellers that use us to get that information on particular situations. We have the links to analysts and press articles. ESG, when TSM 6 came out, they did a lab evaluation of data deduplication, and it came out and showed very well. And so we have links to that type of information, links to the comparative buzz that we put out, and other materials that you can use in your competitive cell. Here's a list of the contacts in your particular geos. We also have Sean Jakes, who had presented, and also our marketing and our competitive group, Laura Drenner, gave us the introduction after Laura, and then myself, Mike Poussin, that's who you can come to. And then where to find more Tivoli competitive information is at the bottom with the links directly to the overall Tivoli competitive action team, as well as a link to an area that you can get comparative assistance and have the situation tracked and monitored, and a way to keep information about situations that have occurred. This is through our Tivoli service request process. We have had people that are looking for information on comp. We don't use comp anymore. We have this wiki, this portal that we've been using now to get a lot more information onto the portal than what we could do with the comp website. So at comp now, we have a link directly to us to get you away from that. So right now, I think we're ready to open up the lines for Q&A. So, operator, if you could do that. We have a panel of experts from both sales enablement. We have Terry Berba, have myself from the competitive action team. And along with myself is Steve Vukel, my colleague in competitive action. We have Ron Brochek, the sales leader for Americas. Sean Jakes, he is the product manager for the TSM family. Doug DuBois, the integration executive for Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback. Rich Vining, our Tivoli Storage Manager family marketing. And Blair Jenner, the manager of the Tivoli Competitive Action Group that includes storage management.
Thank you, sir. We can begin the question and answer session now. If you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touch tone phone. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. If you decide to withdraw a question from the queue, please press *2. One moment, please, while we wait for questions. Once again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone, then record your name when you are prompted. You'll be announced into conference to ask your question. One moment, please. The first question is from Chuck Zayas. Sir, your line is open.
Hi, folks. How are you all doing?
Good, Chuck.
Good. A couple of things that I wanted to ask was, the wikis are obviously pretty long and complicated to find and write down, keep track of. Is it easily accessible via Extreme Leverage? We really need one point of entry to find this information.
Okay. We have a point in the Extreme Leverage to get to the competitive action portal, but I think you want to a link directly to the to this competitive play. Is that right?
Well, if we can find if it's got an easy link to get to the competitive action portal, I'm sure we can probably find it from there. But just part of the problem with Extreme Leverage is it's just kind of hard to find things there. And so anything that can simplify that.
If I could step in for just a second on that, we have been in the process of updating all of the sales kits in the Extreme Leverage environment for all of the storage products. Jarrett Potts has spent a lot of time over the last 2 to 3 weeks updating all of those. So all of the, if you would check on Extreme Leverage for the sales kits for all of our storage products, Fastback, TSM, SVC, TPC, all of those have been updated with links out to all of the resources. For our business partners, we are replicating as much of Extreme Leverage as we possibly can into partner world as well, so that you'll be able to find a similar sales play in partner world that can be your primary link to get to the sales kits for all of our storage products. If you find that you're not able to locate the material that you need, please contact myself for the Fastback or Jarrett Potts for any of the other information in the sales kits, and we'll do our best to try to make this easier. We realize the challenge that's there. We've been spending a lot of time trying to resolve this, so we hope we've got a good start on it for you.
That's fantastic news. Thanks for sharing that. The second question I had is something I think I sent you, Michael, before the call, was that we need as much information on against Commvault as possible, please.
Yes. Commvault is very much top of mind, and we will have updated material on Commvault, and I'll respond to that note as soon as possible.
That's
and that's sort of a plug also for the service catalog. So when situations come up on say like Commvault Symphonia 8 or you know, any others. I mean, I know Mary Ellen is not bashful about generating requests even for somebody that we haven't even come across yet. So certainly exercise the service request process, and this will get handled either by myself or by Steve or somebody else within the competitive action community.
What's the turnaround on one of those requests usually?
Well, our goal has been within the first 24 hours to respond, that whether we're working on it or taking immediate action with it. Some we can just turn around within, you know, a couple hours.
I think it has a lot to do with priority. This is Blair, and you know, a lot of the requests we get in, we have a certain date that's a week out, and I think in general, even last-minute requests, although we try to deter people from doing that, because the longer we have in advance to prepare, the better we can arm the situation with the right tools. But I think we've been able to meet even the most stringent requests of even a day or so notice and get the information out.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
If anyone else would like to ask a question, please press star 1, and you'll be announced into conference to ask your question. At this time, we have no one queued up with a question.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining today's call. And again, if you have any questions, you know, you have our email addresses, but if it involves a customer situation, certainly get to us through the service catalog process. Anybody else have any comments to make before we close? Okay, operator. Thank you, everybody, for joining. And I think we can close the call now.
Thank you.
Thank you.